I'm Summer.
I'm Haley.
And this is our first walking podcast.
Yeah, we don't have a name for it. So,
but we are walking, so we're going to have to navigate background noise. But
the life of, the nature of it all.
Yes.
We are walking on the marsh. We're in Charleston. So it's a beautiful morning. But yeah, so ladies who work with woo-woo-ness in our work, we both are entrepreneurs. And we have some wild conversations on our walks. So we decided to make it a podcast.
Yeah, so we are entrepreneurs, and we have found that throughout this process, we are having to put a lot of focus into like self-help and bettering ourselves, because it turns out when you become an entrepreneur or as an entrepreneur, all of the things inside come up and come out
in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. And so learning how to navigate that.
Yeah. And so we've pulled a few cards. So in order, I guess, to your point, is like to navigate being an entrepreneur, having your personal stuff come up. I think have both found solace in the woo-woo,
mm-hmm.
is what we're calling it. And like, don't judge us. We are still 4 feet on the ground here. We're not like up in the clouds, woo woo. And if you are, kudos to you. Probably way more fun that way. But we are very firm believers, and you know, we're not the ones making the calls in the universe, whether it's God or it's something else that you believe in. And so we believe it all kind of speaks to everything speaks to each other. And so to get us started, we pulled an oracle card from Sum's deck, and then we pulled what's called a whack card from my creative whack pack deck, and we're passing a fountain, so
enjoy those sounds.
Let's just enjoy the sounds for a minute.
ASMR. Eventually we'll have a camera person just following us.
Content at all times. They have a creative business. Summer, you have a
systems
business.
Yeah.
So, and it's fun because our businesses overlap a lot. Like when I do websites, Summer's helpful in that way, setting up automations and stuff. But really, like, we just have a cool like dynamic, I think, in terms of our work and our friendship.
But I think it complements each other well.
Yeah. And so my creative card for this first podcast is called Listen to Your Dreams. And basically, this card is in the explorer role for discovering the resources you'll use to create new ideas. And the cards in the explorer suite highlight places and ways to find new information. So we love that, because that's why we're doing this podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's to find new, for us even, create new ideas.
Yep.
But hopefully for people listening, like, maybe you get little nuggets of information out of this.
Yep.
All right, you want to read our card, our oracle card?
Yeah. Okay, so
we drew two.
We drew two because this is a new deck and they all stick together, and I've been pulling the same card recently, which, I mean, makes sense too.
In itself, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense in itself, but I also just wanted to play it safe, but of course it worked because they complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one was Our Lady of Comfort. Even though you may not see me, I'm holding your hand. Even though you may not hear me, I'm speaking through your heart. I'm never far away from you. I'm by your side with love, guidance, and protection always. You are my own! Exclamation. I cannot bear to be apart from you. Receive my message. All comfort and peace now. All shall be well. And then the other card is Growth Assured. And so this one is Our Lady of Growth Assured, and it's to manifest the dreams and desires of the heart. We need patience and trust in divine timing. Understand that if our creation is birthed too soon or too late, there may be otherwise unnecessary difficulties. There is a natural timing to soul manifestation that we can trust. Even if we can only grasp its goodness, grace, and genius in retrospect, know that Mother Mary is safeguarding your progress.
So we've got some people looking over us, is what it sounds like.
And so to speak to that one directly, just to hop straight into it.
Yeah.
for that to be used in the world of entrepreneurship, I think it's so relevant because so many like coaches and, you know, just people on Instagram and social media that are entrepreneurs almost kind of make you believe or spread the message that if your business is good and if it's meant to be, then mm-hmm. it's just going to pop off from the first day if right. it's a good product or a good service.
Right.
And that's just not realistic. Like yeah. sometimes it does happen and that's incredible, mm-hmm. but it's just not realistic for entrepreneurs. And so I think that can be dangerous verbiage mm-hmm. because it kind of, like for me, and kind of jumping the gun here, but for me, it makes me feel like every day if something isn't just absolutely blowing up, then it's not, then right. it's just not meant to be.
Right. And that, yes, I totally agree. And it, and we've had conversations about this, like, oh my gosh, we just saw a crab. I was like, is it a snake or a crab? I don't know. Whew. All right. Glad it wasn't a snake.
Parts of walking podcast.
Right. So we got to look that up. What does a crab across your path mean?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Remind the signs me. Of everything.
The signs of, speaking of signs. Okay, yes. Yeah. So this brings up for me, like, what I've talked about, I think, in relation to what you just said. But I've had this, like, personal mantra throughout my whole life, not just with, like, entrepreneurship, about, you know, if it, anything worth it is never easy. And that's kind of been my, like, grit and bear of it all, like, as I've gone through personal issues and business issues. But I think it's important to be intentional and aware of if it's not work, if that business idea is not working, and, you know, ask yourself why. Don't just give up because it's not working. Like, don't, yeah, you can't, I think by saying, oh, it's not working right off the bat, it must be the universe saying it's not meant to be, you know, like that's really not, would you say it's not?
No, it's
true.
It's not because yeah. Go. Do you want to finish that?
No, or? I was throwing it to you.
Shall we go this way?
Sure.
Yeah, it's not because, I mean, just the, like, historically speaking, the natural progression of business is that it's normally not an overnight success.
Right.
Because you have to work for things. And like you said, you do work for, or things that matter mm-hmm. and have an impact and help people or whatever, mm-hmm. they don't normally happen overnight. You mm-hmm. usually have to work for it. Another thing that comes up a lot that you kind of fight with every day or work with every day mm-hmm. is like all of the internal things, like I'm mm-hmm. not good enough, mm-hmm. you know, I'm a imposter.
Like I feel like constantly second guessing. Yeah, the imposter syndrome thing is real.
Yeah.
I feel like this leads into perfectly like why, like, so in those moments too, like if it's that idea that's not working out right now, or, you know, you're having a, are we cussing on this podcast?
Go for it.
Okay. You're having a shitty day. Something everyone, every like person I've looked up to or entrepreneur I've heard speak, read their words, it's like remembering your why. And so your why it is you're doing what you're doing could get you through all of that.
All of the hard times and the good yeah. times. It's yeah.
But sometimes we think our why is like one thing
mm-hmm.
when it's really not.
Yeah.
I feel like the third, so we were reading The Third Door. Kind of talked about that, right? Like, who was he interviewing where he was like, now we've got,
we're passing a tennis court.
Oh goodness. Someone he interviewed in the book, which if you guys haven't read it, highly recommended book. Summer's covering it in her book club. But someone he interviewed was like, okay, why are you doing what you're doing? And it's okay if it's like ego driven.
Yeah.
Because half the time you kind of do have to have that ego going for it to keep you going.
DeLulu is the Salulu.
DeLulu is the Salulu. I feel like that line originated in my, like you told me that for the first time on the same walking path.
Oh.
DeLulu is the Salulu. What's your why for like your business?
So just like you were saying, I feel like I have like three different whys
mm-hmm.
and they always kind of, like change.
Okay.
Or kind of fluctuate. Sorry, not change. They kind of fluctuate and move around, but they're all still around the same topic. Mm-hmm. So my original why for my systems business is that I worked as an employee for many businesses who really struggled with the back end of their business. Mm-hmm. So aside from like the numbers part and sorting all of that out, there's also a side where communication and like being able to track work and progress and meet deadlines comes up a lot, and that's where businesses can really struggle. Mm-hmm. And so working for businesses in the past who either had systems and I was incredibly impressed by them, and like it kind of spoke to me on like, I'm so passionate about these systems that exist mm-hmm. to help businesses get organized and understand all of the back end of business aside from just the numbers. Mm-hmm. Second, I worked for businesses who didn't have systems in place, and they really struggled with meeting deadlines and team communication and, you know, answering text messages and emails all day. And so I put systems in place for those businesses and watched how it reformed them. Mm-hmm. So that being said, I realized that that is my why, because business owners and entrepreneurs don't have to be overwhelmed every day, because there are things that exist to take that overwhelm away and put organization in place and help team communication and collaboration, mm-hmm. client collaboration. Mm-hmm. And so that's my why, is to help business owners defeat overwhelm.
Yeah.
And get organized. Mm-hmm. Okay, my second why is because, and I actually had this conversation with my mom this past weekend, but mm-hmm. our family has never been financially sound. So we've always had money trauma down the line, and generationally speaking, we're getting better. And so like to see my brother's success and how they're doing now is so incredible, because, you know, growing up we struggled mm-hmm. and then my mom and my dad's family struggled. Mm-hmm. And so it just goes back generations. And so my why is to end that generational money trauma and be able to like do things for my parents mm-hmm. that like we couldn't have even imagined, you know.
Right.
I just want to, you know, they're in their 60s, and so I just want to be able to do things for them that and give them experiences that they never imagined they could do.
Yeah, I feel like you have to almost. I mean, in today's world too, it's like, boy, it takes a lot to make money.
Yeah.
So you better hunker down. Was that that was your second one?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your third one?
Oh, so even like more niche. So for those of you who don't know, my dad was diagnosed with AML, acute myeloid leukemia, last September. And he gratefully and thankfully has incredible health insurance, which has got him through this. But he likely is already, without health insurance, has probably spent $1 million in hospital bills.
Yeah.
If he didn't have insurance.
That's insane.
So, that being said, he does have great insurance, but he just got a bill in the mail last week mm-hmm. For when he went into urgent care when he wasn't feeling good mm-hmm. before even being diagnosed. So last September, and he just got a bill. And so my short-term goal is to be able to Cash App him, and I hope he doesn't listen to this before I do it, but my ultimate goal is to just Cash App him the money for that bill and be able to not even think about it, just be able to do that for him because he deserves it.
It's already happened. You've already Cash Apped him.
Yep.
That's how we roll here.
Yep.
We manifest.
It's done. It's done. Yep.
In stone. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
So what about you?
So actually, I wrote a newsletter about this, this week, I don't remember when it went out. I think it was Monday, and a part of like, as you were talking, I'm like, okay, I love doing this, being in like the communications, marketing, creative realm, mm-hmm. Verbal, so I do a lot of written communication, but then verbal communication helps you conceptualize things like even more.
Yep.
So I love like in real time trying to process what my why is.
Yeah.
I don't really think I have fully. Mm-hmm. I know what I wrote, which is my why is why not.
Mm-hmm.
But what that means is like, so yes, in my business, I love to help the small and mighty. So like entrepreneur, solopreneur, small business owners, nonprofits,
mm-hmm.
present their ideas to the world in a thoughtful and visual way. And that's like what Moxie Made, my business, does. But the like the why behind it isn't like to create logos or like give a business a name.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I'm so fascinated, I think, by, and it's taken me a lot of years to realize this, but I think I'm just so fascinated by like people starting businesses. Like making your own money.
Yep.
And saying like, F your processes, I'm gonna make it my own.
Yeah.
It's so hard. I think about this a lot. Like, do I just choose the hardest path 24/7? Like what in the hell am I doing? Like that's what I think about.
I know.
I'm like, Haley, what is it with you? Like, is it to prove? So another part to this is like we were talking about earlier in the week, I'm an Enneagram 3. And so that means I'm the achiever. And ever since I learned of this, I'm like, this makes so much sense. I feel personally accomplished based off of how others view me and mm-hmm. my accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
So my success bar is like, if someone else views me as successful, and that's wrong for
right.
just putting that out there. Like that shouldn't be what it is. But if I'm being honest, that is a lot of what I do. Having Moxie is it stemmed from being like, watch me while I work. So I think the why of it all is just because what else would I be doing? Like, why not? So it keeps me going because I think I'm inspired by, you know, how much we're capable of.
Yep.
You know, and don't have that,
yep.
those advantages. And I'm not blind to that. Like, I know it could be harder. But since I've had this great opportunity, and I guess I've taken that opportunity, whether I knew it or not, there's no better time, I think, than to do it now. So that's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love that. And it's like, it really is, and you're so good about like being intentional, but that really is such a good like daily reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, like for me personally, I know all of those things and I feel all of those things, mm-hmm. but when you're in the thick of it, that's when it's the hardest to remember.
Oh yeah.
And so you really have to train yourself to like think about your why, even if it's like
yeah.
multiple times throughout the day. And even if you don't like, even if you aren't saying like my why,
right.
you know, but just kind of like those little reminders.
Right. Yeah. No, it is. And it's a practice. Like anything is a practice. This whole spiritual journey where you've incorporated a lot more like yoga practice into your life. And I know too, from personal experience, like with my meditation practice, the more you do it, the easier it gets, but also the more it like flows over into your other sides of life.
Yep.
You know? So like, has that been helpful, you think, in like training your brain to like recognize when you need to remind yourself like I am actually okay,
yeah,
I'm doing okay? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. So another part of this that I wanted to add into is that Haley and I both, and not saying that this has to be for everyone, but Haley and I both believe in God,
mm-hmm.
and put God above everything else.
Yeah.
And everything we believe is kind of speaking for myself, but
mm-hmm.
everything I kind of believe is a trickle underneath that, like a piece of the pie of the ultimate God.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go this way.
Yeah.
And so that being said, something I've learned recently is that like even prayer is its own form of meditation.
Oh yeah.
And
sure.
So like if you really take the time to pray and like sit still and listen, it sounds so cheesy because in the past, if I heard someone say this, I'd be like, yeah. Like, you know, I'm sure that works for you, but like mm-hmm. sitting still, you know,
yeah.
but like meditation, being mindful of your breath I had someone in my life whenever I was like 20 tell me that I needed to work on breath work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like,
right,
you know, sounds great, but
put it on the to-do list.
Right. But like putting the effort into that in meditation and yoga, mm-hmm. and just like taking time to read and write and all of those things has totally changed. It's giving you the tool and being able to stretch and flex those muscles, mm-hmm. that you need for entrepreneurship.
Yeah. And I think what's coming up for me when you're saying that is like, personally, I think that's been a huge contribution in like me gaining clarity on what I want and what I'm good at.
Yeah.
And like navigating the path to success with that in mind. So yeah. Like, you know, a lot of times when you start your own business, you're like just trying to get going and doing all the things.
Yep.
And being the yes girl.
Yep.
So what meditation and yoga and being, you know, mindful does is it stops you in your tracks and it makes you think, and it makes me think of Miley Cyrus, how she was saying she literally makes herself sit in silence for like 2 days or something in her house. I don't know if it's like once a month or something, but, and it's like uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe as the more you do it, it gets less uncomfortable, but it's uncomfortable because half the time we don't want to look at our own stuff and like take the time to, or maybe it's that, I don't know. Why do you think it is? Like for me, I think personally I get uncomfortable because I feel like guilty, like I should be doing something.
Yep. Totally.
And then B, I'm like, I don't know. I just like, actually that might just be A. Like, I think that's what it is. Like, I think I'm just, when I stop for myself,
yeah,
I feel like it's not a good use of time, but I've had to like train myself to be like, nope, once you get there, you're going to realize you needed this.
Yeah. I think too, you brought this Bible verse up to me and it has stuck with me since you said it. I even like put it on my wall.
Oh, I love that.
But sorry, we're also in the land of alligators. So I'm like,
oh gosh,
paranoid,
hopefully,
but
not over here,
but all's good.
All's good.
So it's, you're going to know the full verse, idle hands.
Oh yeah. Yeah. God doesn't, I don't know the actual verse off the top, but God doesn't seek idle hands.
Yeah.
Is basically.
Oh yeah. That one. Yeah. So it says, idle hands make one poor, but diligent hands bring riches. Mm-hmm. And, so I think where that's hard is like, we, like trust in these words so much and they mean so much to us, but I think it's finding that balance, right? Because God also doesn't want us to burn out.
Right.
And so I think you and I both take that so literally that like when we have moments of just chill, mm-hmm. and like sedentary time, mm-hmm. we almost just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Because that's this world we've been, whether it's like how we were raised as kids and or the world altogether, like living in the United States, like, I don't know. I think the United States got it backwards a little bit, but so I'm going to Denmark and trying to convince my husband to live in Denmark moving forward. But so another like thing with that Bible verse though, or there's a lot about idleness and God within the Bible, but another part I think that kind of goes with this is so God is not going to seek you out when you're not busy or when you're bored or when you're burnt out, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Or actually he might seek you out when you're burnt out because you're so not idle.
Yeah.
He's going to keep throwing things your way. He's going to seek you out when you're doing things. Because you know, it's him testing you. I feel like, I mean, that for me, that's how I interpret it personally too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not timing. Going back to what we talked about in the beginning, mm-hmm. timing is not what we always think it's going to look like.
Yep.
And so while all of the shit may be hitting the fan, something's going to come through your door and it might be the one thing that you need.
Yep.
To set you off onto a totally different path. And I feel like, I mean, it takes a lot of being open to that. to recognize when that happens. And so,
and most of the time it doesn't, it's not a like good thing, or maybe, sorry, maybe it doesn't feel good. So like,
right.
For me, it was, you know, being in a sticky situation where I left my job, and mm-hmm. in an uncomfortable situation mm-hmm. where I left my job.
Yeah.
And, you know, because of that, it kind of forces you to like, okay, this is something I've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Now's the time to do it. So it often doesn't come from just comfortable times, because it's not a comfortable thing.
Yeah. So it's not always what you look like. But going back to what we said at the beginning too, we're not the ones wheeling and dealing our paths, you know?
Right.
We don't have that intel.
Yeah.
We have to be vessels. I always say, before I do anything, if I'm nervous before a meeting or if I go live on Instagram,
yep.
I always ask God to give me the grace to be a vessel for like a good conversation
mm-hmm.
or like whatever it is, you know, just to like, I always ask for grace, and I always ask to be a vessel for inspiration or like guidance, connection with the other person that I'm collaborating with.
Yeah. And I think that goes back to our why, like
yeah.
the full circle, yeah. you know, moment of like remembering that, like what we do mm-hmm. ultimately is to help other people.
Right.
Like better what they're doing.
Yeah. Okay. So, I just had a flip a center moment. Oh my gosh. We're also very superstitious. Fun fact.
But like against our will.
Against our will. Summer just almost nailed a post because I wouldn't let her cross or split it with me. Okay. Anyways.
Leaving that in.
Leaving that in. Faux show.
But yeah, it goes back to our why, and you know, I think we can speak to both of the reasons we started our business.
Yeah.
Is to help other businesses just generally be able to do better and be better and mm-hmm. kind of give them that support if they don't know where to start.
Yeah. Yep.
And then of course it goes deeper than that, but that's like the mm-hmm. umbrella, and that's why
yeah.
those kinds of prayers and reminders and things like that are important.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, another thing. So another quote I used to have written in my bathroom is, you have to take care of yourself, or I'm going to take care of the best care of myself so I can take the best care of you. Did that come out right? I'm going to take the best care of myself so that I can take the best
yeah.
care of you.
Yeah.
And so, well, that was for my husband, but it also is like with clients, right? So I have started viewing when I start brand projects as like, I'm starting a marathon. And because I use my brain a lot to be creative, I have to take care of my brain,
mm-hmm.
my mind, my body.
Yep.
Because if I don't, I feel like shit. And that's going to affect the product that I'm creating for people.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild, man. The things you don't think about.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys haven't even thought about this stuff. I don't know. Maybe you have.
Yeah.
Maybe you're over there just shaking your head. Yes, queen.
Yes.
Okay. Another thing I'm going to look up. So Summer knows this. For the past like literal almost year, it's probably been a year now, I have seen the number 9/11 on the clock every time I've looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, so I really like to, I think there's a lot of meaning in numbers, and there's, you know, angel numbers and stuff. And for those of you who don't know what angel number is, just Google it. You'll figure it all out. But if you keep seeing a number reoccurring, I always look that up. And so like, I have a notes tab in my phone about seeing, every time I see 9/11 on the clock, I make a note of what I'm doing and what I'm thinking about,
mm-hmm.
because I need to go back and do this, but I want to go back and see if there's any common like message trend that's happening.
Yep.
So now though, I feel like I've turned a corner.
Literally, because we are turning
literally turning a corner. Right, I feel like I've turned a corner because I'm no longer seeing 9/11. In fact, I'm seeing sometimes, not as frequently, 9/10.
Oh.
But now I'm seeing 7/11. So I'm looking this up. Which, okay, back up. 9/11 means you're on the right path. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Angel number 7/11. It's like, hopefully it's good, because I'm just going to look it up as we're here. Okay, some say that the angel number 7-Eleven is a positive message that you are being supported in your growth and that you should be confident in your choices and share your energy with others.
Goodness.
Goodness. And I saw 7-Eleven this morning before I coming here.
Wow.
It can also mean that you should not be discouraged or worried and that you should look forward, not behind.
That's amazing. And that's the kind of the benefit of a walking podcast too, because
you're moving forward.
Yeah, we're moving forward. We're thinking while we're walking.
Yep.
We also found that we have our best conversations when we're moving forward. So
yeah, when we're on our walks.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kelly also for saying we should just record our conversations.
Yes.
That was, was that the like first time we thought about doing this, or was that afterwards?
Okay. Well, she said walking podcast, and at first I was like, I don't, like, I've not heard of that, and I'm a big audio person, and so I'm hoping that these background sounds aren't coming through right now.
That our cute little $20 mics work.
Yep. I'll be cutting that out. No.
Keep it in. Blooper section.
Yep. But yeah, so Kelly recommended walking podcast, and I was like, I don't know how that works. It just doesn't seem right. But I love the idea of a podcast. Yep. And then ironically, since that conversation, I've seen and heard so many walking podcasts, and I think they're cool because they're such genuine conversations. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about every time that you've walked with a friend or partner or whatever. Yep. And like, these are your best, most productive conversations mm-hmm. when you're moving.
It really is. How many times a week have you started pulling a card for things?
So, I typically...
Oh my God, now there is a zip line happening.
Someone is zip lining.
I love it. So on brand for me to have kids around. Love it. Be a kid, you guys. Always. Okay. Anyway.
So, if you haven't been to Charleston, South Carolina, and you do want to visit, which I highly recommend, we are on Daniel Island right now, and it is like the most beautiful walking trail. You kind of feel like you're in the jungle.
I love it.
And there is a zip line for kids, but I did do it 2 weeks ago.
Heck yes.
And had the time of my life. So.
Heck yes. I love that.
Anyways,
how many cards do you pull out of your Oracle deck a week, or like what prompts you to pull a card?
So it's always different. Some like in the mornings, I do a devotional, and if it feels right, I'll pull a card afterwards.
Okay.
The current like Oracle cards, which for anyone who doesn't know, are just like positive messages. So it's not, to me, they're just like affirmations. Mm-hmm. And so I have a Mother Mary deck. And so I do it after my devotional because I often feel like it's like messages from God.
Yeah.
Or positive, you know, just messages.
Yeah.
And so I almost every morning do it after my devotional, unless I'm in a rush. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I'll just pull one when I'm really conflicted mm-hmm. and just like need some affirmations guidance. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's common, as well. Like for me, I think I'm trying to think about how often I do it, create or pull from the whack pack.
Yeah.
this week, we've started a 72-hour brand refresh. And so in the beginning of the project, I pulled a card just to set the tone for how guiding me creatively.
Yeah.
Which was really fun and cool. And it's always about perspective and interpretation.
Yep.
Right? It's a squirrel. I thought it was a bunny.
I think that's the perfect like pack to get started for a creative project.
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of fun. Definitely has a different tone to it than like an Oracle deck does, but
do you do it with like alone or with your
so life? I do it, I think, a lot more alone, but mm-hmm. Savannah, my partner in business, she has an Oracle deck. It is an Oracle deck, but it's an affirmation deck. And so she's been trying to pull two cards, one for her, one for me, every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So just as a way of, again, like entering the new week, setting the tone.
Yep.
Having that guidance present gives you a moment to reflect.
Yes.
Stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know, like we said, what we're naming this yet. Maybe we'll have a fun, like, send in your best answer after listening to this episode. Okay, so we're going to shift.
In summer solstice.
Okay. Woo, we've got a lot coming up too. So as much as we are obsessed with business, which I feel like we've talked more woo-woo this episode.
Yeah.
But we'll get into the gritty of the business stuff the next episode.
Yeah.
Let's wrap things up with the moon.
Also, I have been working with a business coach in a group coaching program.
Yes.
And this Friday is our last session, and it falls on the full moon.
That's right.
And summer solstice.
OMG.
So that's a great message for, you know, moving forward and, you know, placing that foundation to take the next steps.
Okay, so a day ago, the moon lands in Scorpio. A day ago.
Oh, yes. I felt it.
You felt it. Summer's a Scorpio. I'm a Leo. Okay. Here we are. This Friday, we have our first Capricorn full moon of Cancer season. Yes, there are two Capricorn full moons this summer, a rare event. So the first will take place on June 21st, the second on July 21st. The full moons are connected to each other, with one opening the container of Cancer season and the other closing it. Okay, so do I need to look up Cancer season?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think we're closing it.
Well, what? Full moons are connected to each other. Well, it's opening Cancer season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cancer season is the period from June 21st to July 22nd, and it's the first sign of summer.
Yes.
Yes. And the first water sign of the year, which my husband is a water sign.
Yes, me too.
Love that. And it marks the time when the sun enters Cancer and the fourth sign of the zodiac. So some say that Cancer season is a time to focus on relationships, both close and chosen family. It can also be a time to reconnect with yourself, observe your changing identity and beliefs, and harness introspective energy to pursue artistic ambitions.
Ah!
I'm feeling green lights on this podcast.
Yeah. So also for those of you who are creatives, or you don't even have to be a creative to start a business.
Heck no.
But just, you know, I think generally speaking, entrepreneurs are people who think outside of the box.
Yeah.
So maybe this is
your... You do have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do. And then if you can't think outside of the box, that's when it's time to outsource.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or when you've reached your... box walls.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Out of the box.
So this might be that cue to, or your message to try to get started and,
or at least reflect on what's percolating inside of you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of that mess tone has come up today.
Mm-hmm.
Like now is a good time for growth, but it seems like it's also a time where you shouldn't do it alone.
Yeah.
Maybe like connecting with others to make your endeavors kind of grow or happen.
Yeah. And in terms of business, you know, and in terms of relationships and people around you, my entire business and mindset, etc., mm-hmm. shifted whenever I opened up those doors to relationships.
Yep, I agree.
So just because you think as a business owner that, you know, now is your time to do it on your own. So you think you have to do it all on your own. And I experienced that for almost a year, and it's just not realistic. And my entire mindset around business shifted whenever I found a circle of women, Haley included, around me, who it's our mastermind, and we meet every quarter and discuss our goals. And we're very transparent about our goals.
Mm-hmm.
And you need people around you to support you and bounce those ideas off of, because it is not for the faint of heart.
I think I will say, like, you know, you do have to find the right people.
Yeah.
And it might take some work. I've been doing this for 5 years now, and I've found people within the last year. But also, I opened myself up to that. Like, I hadn't opened myself up to that.
Right.
Really, prior to this year, so, or last year-ish.
Yeah. So, sorry, I should say we're very transparent within our group, but you don't have to be transparent when you're meeting people and building these relationships.
Yeah.
I think it feels natural and it'll happen naturally.
Yeah.
But don't feel like you have to meet someone and tell them all of your numbers and back end stuff, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's also not ideal to share those things with just everyone.
Yeah. Yep. I think it's all about listening to your intuition.
So every week we are going to set our intention for the week, and that's kind of how we're going to end the podcast. So Haley, what is your, and of course the bugs chime in, but that's okay. I think it'll pick up. Yeah. What is your intention for the week ahead?
Okay. So my intention for the week ahead is to be present in my personal endeavors. So I work really, I'm like a workaholic. I work really freaking hard. I will admit that. Kind of obsessed with it to an extent, but I've gotten, I will pat myself on the back a little bit. I've gotten better at setting boundaries and not being on my phone as much. And so I think this week ahead, I've got, you know, people coming into town. We've got traveling going on. Just feeling good about the fact that, you know, I've put in the work. So I'm working so that I can have these moments of personal pleasure, right?
Yep.
What's your intention?
So it's funny because mine is actually the same. And I didn't realize that until you put it into words.
Ooh, love
that. So mine's kind of different because I'm an Enneagram 2. And so I'm the helper. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is.
Yep.
I haven't done a ton of Enneagram research.
The helper, the lover, like you're, a lot of teachers are Enneagram 2, a lot of people who like to help others.
Yeah. And so I am that person to a T mm-hmm. for everyone, which I love, and it's so rewarding. And, you know, I love my friends and family so much, but I think where I'm struggling is everything means so much to me.
Yeah.
And so my business means so much to me. And then when I'm not working on my business, I feel like I should be using that time to help my family and my friends. And there's just no time for myself. Mm-hmm. And so I think prioritizing that time for myself in the next week, just like kind of taking it easy. Mm-hmm. We aren't traveling this weekend. Mm-hmm. And we will be traveling for the next few weekends. Mm-hmm. And so that was good ASMR.
Yeah.
Bicyclist. But anyway, so just taking that time to prioritize, like, taking care of myself and, yeah, prioritizing, like, not even self-care, because sometimes I feel like that can get, like, misconstrued nowadays. Mm-hmm. But just, like, taking time to just, like, chill with myself, chill with my husband, mm-hmm. our pups. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So this is our first episode. But yeah, subscribe and stay tuned for more, and we're super excited.
Yay. Love ya.
Okay, bye.